What's going on around the place? Member for Chaffey, Tim Whetstone. Hello.
Welcome. Thanks for having us.
In for a couple of reasons this morning.
This looks like trouble.
We'll get to the most important reason soon. But first, what have you been doing? You had some political stuff going on.
Yeah, look, it's been a busy week as always, but a little bit more time back in the electorate. And it's just dealing with a lot of the issues that are just private issues with constituents. Went out to the cod farm at Renmark and had a look out there. Amazing.
I was going to ask you about that. What a sight to be seen. So he's raising them from fingerlings, is he?
He has. Brenton Parker is, he's a blocky, but he's decided to diversify, and he puts out about 5 tonne of fish a year, and he's looking to grow his business. But the iconic Murray cod, it's in our backyard, and that's how we get to have them on the plate when you go out for a meal at some of our restaurants and pubs around the Riverland.
I saw a thing on the Netflix thingo the other day, and there was a super restaurant in, I think it was Sydney, that everyone in the world's raving about, and Murray cod was on the menu there. I thought, I wonder where old mate is getting his cod from.
Well, it could be from Brenton.
It could very well be.
He's got a few secrets up his sleeve, so I couldn't extract all the information from him. But look, it's a great opportunity to showcase the Riverland once again.
Yep. Now, is he allowed to catch them all year round, or does the rules go? How does Brenton go with that kind of stuff?
365 days a year. Yep. No, that's all. I had a look at them, and they're just a majestically beautiful fish, colourful, and no wonder they have got that status of being the icon of the River Murray.
And very elusive in the wild.
Yeah, well, there are no take, and I think that's the opportunity or the unique that if not only do we have this in our backyard, but when people come to the Riverland, they can taste an iconic native fish, and it's just a part of the pleasures of visiting the Riverland and experiencing what we have on our offering.
Absolutely. Now, you've been doing a bit of work with a young fellow who's, is this a politician of the future, you think, this young bloke? Could he be stepping into your shoes in a couple of years' time?
Well, look, I'm always looking for, good leadership skills in people that can truly represent the voice of the Riverland. Yeah, William's is a great young fellow. He did a bit of work in my electorate office as a trainee and took him down to Parliament House. And now he's doing a school project on wine and food and all things Riverland. And so we did an interview earlier this week, and he's exposed himself as a great young Riverlander that could have future leadership potential.
Absolutely, and as I say, Tim, was it? Don't give him too many secrets, mate. Just make sure you keep a couple up your sleeve, all right?
Yeah. Don't drum him up too early.
And what does that lead us into the next?
Because, with power comes great responsibility, or whatever the saying from Spider-Man was.
Been trying to work this out for an hour and a half now.
Oh, it only took you an hour and a half.
What, you saying that earlier today?
That was something about reward sweetens labour. Now, Tim, we have had Polyspicks in the Pioneer, of course, which has been going on for some time now. I took a 2-week break. Don't want to mention any names or point the finger at anyone, but this bloke over here.
Oh, that's a finger.
He did it. Whoa, put that down. He didn't keep a very good tally over the 2 weeks I was away. So on Wednesday morning this week, I just thought, well, let's just wipe it. And we'll go back to 0-0 because you had an unprecedented lead. You were 33 over Tony Passon's 18.
Well, I've got the tally, so I can refresh it.
That's good.
It's actually 35-20 as of today. And I want to hold that mantle because I work pretty hard for that 35.
All right.
And I reckon I've got some comebacks with your interview with Tony yesterday.
So 35, is that including this week?
Yes.
Okay. So 35 to, what did you say T-Pass was?
20.
25.
And Anthony, I sort of joked about it last week that maybe in the last week of programming in December that we hand out a trophy for this. Bearing in mind, we've still got a few months to go. So it's a bit of an aim to get to that trophy.
Well, just something I wanted to point out, because I've got you down as 33. Oh, yeah, of course, right the way. Oh, that's right. I was going to say, sorry, this could be another administrative error, but this time it's on my part. Tony, you heard the chat yesterday with Tony.
I got a few reports.
Okay, just chuck those headphones on, because I just want to play you a little bit and get your thoughts on what Tony Passon thinks should happen.
I think this needs to be, you know, statistically adjusted too, because my electorate has six state electorates in it. So one of my photos in the Murray Pioneer, I think, should equate to six attempts.
Right.
So if you do those maths, I'm winning.
That puts him at about 108 or 35. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, look, he does raise a point, but what I would say is the last 2.5 years, my electorate has been Chafee, but I've been representing South Australia as a minister.
Oh, here we go.
And so if you want to do newspaper numbers, I'm about 300.
Right.
But anyway, look.
Maybe we should just scrap the whole thing.
It's getting a bit too edgy for us, Anthony.
No, we have to guard our, our patch very, very carefully and very closely. And what I would say is that, the Riverland is dear to my heart, and I go out there every day. And if I've got those 35, well-deserved 35. If Tony's got 20, he's coming second.
Okay. All right, well, we have to make the decision this morning, Lockie.
I think we reinstate it, and I think Tim has done a good job of bringing us the updated tally, which I believe is correct, because I did think there was one paper there where there was two in it. TPAS had none.
Right.
So that would add up. There was one when you were away that I'm fairly certain was a nil all draw. There was one
That's
there.
Correct.
There was one there. There was nothing of either. I found out today that Tim's column goes in once a month.
Right.
So that's the photo that we use sometimes.
Which
we count that one.
In,
yeah.
That's in the rules. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So, and to be fair, Tony has about 4.5 times the resources that I do.
Yep.
And twice the staff. So, you know, it all balances out at the end of the day.
But you're winning.
So yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's why it balances
out.
Don't give him anything. All right. So all in favour of picking up Polly's picks in the Pioneer from the tally of 35 to 20, all in favour?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. Yeah. All right. It's a done deal. Tim Wetzlake, great to see you this morning. Thanks for coming in. I'm glad we've sorted it out. Have a busy week. We'll catch up soon.
Have a great Friday.